Regina, despite a multitude of concerns aired by several delegations at City Hall, Executive Committee has voted yes to sending the latest proposed location for a permanent emergency shelter project to Council next week. Council members on Wednesday voted 5-2 to a recommendation to approve a lease of 1600 Halifax Street to Regina Treaty Status Indian Services, who would operate the emergency center there. The recommendation also called for facilitating borrowing of $3 million in a forgivable loan from Saskatchewan Housing Corporation. The motion that passed Executive Committee also included amendments moved by Mayor Sandra Masters. One, to consult with stakeholders and affected business within 250 meters of the shelter to develop a neighborhood maintenance compensation program, and to direct administration consult with area businesses and residents prior to the September 25, 2024 City Council meeting. That latter direction to consult business was approved by a 7-0 vote. The 1600 Halifax Street location looks like it is in a strong position to be approved next week as the permanent shelter location, following a defeat in June of the previous proposal to locate it at 1420 and 1440 Albert Street. That location faced a host of opposition from the surrounding community over concerns about potential crime, vandalism, and decreased property values. The latest proposal on Halifax Street faced similar pushback at Wednesday's meeting. Executive Committee heard from numerous delegations who voiced concerns about the proposed location, as well as the short notice. Several of those appearing at City Hall told council members they only learned about the proposal on Friday afternoon, September 13. The main concern expressed was over a lack of consultation. Judith Varasuk, CEO of the Regina Downtown Bid, called for neighboring businesses to be consulted and also expressed concern that additional funds would be needed for the Regina Street team. Wendy Miller of the Heritage Community Association acknowledged the need for a permanent shelter, but spoke of the reaction in the heritage community in the past couple of days after news broke of the location on Friday. The reaction was fear and worry, she said. Nearby businesses expressed even more concerns. Daniel Turgeon from Town and Country Plumbing, Healthing and Electricity said he was concerned about the apparent lack of due process on this matter. He requested tabling the motion and for the city to commission a neighborhood impact study. The Eagles Club currently leases the 1600 Halifax Street location, but Bill Gray of the Eagles Club told the committee their lease at the building was being terminated in November and that they were not notified about the shelter proposal. "If our neighbors didn't tell us about it, we would not have known about it," said Gray, who told council the Eagles are now in need of a new home. The seemingly negative reaction did not seem to surprise City Manager Nikki Anderson, who later told council members that she could think of no neighborhood that would universally welcome a new shelter in their area, and I can think of no location where everyone would agree that that is the right location. She pointed to reasons why the Halifax Street location was selected, such as it being not on a major thoroughfare, that it was zoned appropriately, access to core services, adequate size, and the building not having structural issues. Councillor Tarina Nelson kept a running tally of the impacted employees and businesses. She later told council members she could not support the proposal, saying the shelter would be helping 55 people but pointing to 2,112 employees and customers who would be negatively affected and impacted. "I cannot put 2,112 people at risk, the cost of these businesses at risk for 55 people," said Nelson. "I just can't support this and be okay with this." Councillor Lori Bresciani, who the previous day announced she was running for mayor, made it known she wanted more consultation done. She moved a tabling motion to send the issue to the October 9 meeting of council. But when put to a vote, that was defeated 5-3. Bresciani later joined Nelson as the only two votes against the main motion on the location as well as the neighborhood maintenance compensation program. The mood of the majority on council seemed to be a desire to finally settle the issue of a shelter location once and for all. "We need to make a decision," said Councillor John Findora, who ended up voting with the majority. He indicated he was supportive of the shelter, but expressed a similar desire that businesses in the area aren't left to fend for themselves. "Businesses need assurance that they won't be stranded on an island by themselves. The recommendation on the Halifax Street location now comes back to the September 25th council meeting for potential final approval.